Bitcoins, like dollars, are being used in some illegal transactions. Just this week, the FBI shut down a website called Silk Road that sold illegal drugs priced in bitcoins. But for our next story, we're sticking with legal uses. Jerry Haddon reports from Berlin on how residents of Germany's capital are using their digital currency.
Walk into a bar in Berlin, for example, this one, room 77, and try paying with a credit card. It's not going to happen.
Like for a business person, for this kind of business of that size, working with 5 to 10% profit margin, and to pay 3% of that to MasterCard makes the acceptance of MasterCard a no-go.
This is room 77's owner, Jörg Platzer. He says his patrons either pay cash or they light up their virtual wallets on their smartphones and pay in bitcoins, or fractions of bitcoins, depending on the exchange rate. Cryptocurrencies get Platzer really excited, and he dreams big. Platzer is looking forward to bitcoins ushering in an entirely new economic system. And he isn't alone in this city, especially in this part of Berlin. Numerous restaurants and stores in the trendy Kreuzberg and Neukölln neighborhoods now accept bitcoins, including Long Player Records, which sells old-fashioned vinyl LPs. Owner Narim Shabli says the possibility of paying in bitcoin brings him a steady stream of customers.
I don't know about the other neighbors, but I guess like in Kreuzberg and in Neukölln, a lot of young people who are open-minded for new things and new payments.
And what's in it for him, accepting bitcoin? The contrast, he says, between the old and new.
Because I think it's interesting because I only have vinyls, so it's analog music, and to take cash or take money or payment, which is only digital, that's the main reason.
Okay, so for Shabli, it's a gimmick, but make no mistake, Berlin is a veritable hub for Bitcoin believers. Actually, they're more than believers. They're making serious money. Jörg von Minkwitz is the young CEO of Bitcoin Berlin, a startup consulting firm teaching clients how Bitcoin works and how to use them.
The basic idea is that everybody can be their own banks. So we say that we don't need physical transfer of money anymore. So in our mind, banks are kind of useless.
Especially for things like transferring money. Von Minkwitz says with Bitcoin, it is faster and free. But he admits that it's hardly a risk-free currency. In its 4 years, Bitcoin has bounced in value from pennies against the dollar to hundreds of dollars per unit.
At the moment, it's still fluctuating because, like I said, we're on an early stage and the system has to grow to get more stable.
Don't invest your retirement money in Bitcoin, von Minkwitz says. Not yet, anyway. Still, Room 77's Jörg Platzer says he's confident that Bitcoin will stabilize in the long run, and that its promise of a real free market, that is, free of government control, would be realized. Since you'd be anonymous, you could even avoid the tax man, he says, or force the government to spend your money on things you want.
Government could go like, okay, we have two plans. One plan is we need bridges, hospitals, and schools, or we want to build a secret surveillance infrastructure that reads all your emails. Now you decide on what you want to spend your tax money on.
Your bitcoins, that is. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Berlin.